Sunday Pasch Bar Mitzvah of Shlomo Weisbart.
Okay, last time we were speaking about, it was a bit early. Pasch Bar Kosar, let's have a quick, I think. I had a good story, but I'm trying to remember it. Oh yeah, I had a nice story from David Ashir. It's a nice story. He said that when the Lesher, I don't know how this, geographically, I don't know how this all works out, but he said over an interesting story, so when the Leshen wrote his Sefer, which was written, I think, boxed with Kabbalah, the mice, it wasn't so discovered where it was. He didn't understand it so much. A while later, I don't know how long later it was, it went to Baghdad, where the Ben Ish Chai was there. And Ben Ish Chai read the Sefer with Mamish, can't believe it, he told his Mispalim based on Medrash, that what they had to do is they had to get dressed in their Shabbat clothes and they had to go along and say Shver to the Lesher. It did. I came along to them, made a big thing. I don't know how it worked, where they were back there. I'm not sure exactly as to how it worked.
There was a Lesher.
What?
There was
I don't know, I thought
Europe.
It was
in
Europe.
What? Even Europe.
In Europe?
Yeah.
Anyway, since they came to him and they made a tremendous thing, Shver for everything what it is, so Lesher said to him, it's a shame he didn't come a few years ago when I made my Sefer. He said, what do you mean? He said, hadn't you come a few years ago when I made my Sefer and I saw how much you appreciated that, I would have made a second Sefer. Now, I didn't get such a Kabbalah's poem when the first time I made it. I didn't know it would be so much appreciated. I didn't make a second one. He was trying to point out that people need a recognition. Whoever it is, people need to be recognized sometimes. Very important, depending on how are you. One has to realize that everyone needs a recognition. A great God like Lesher. I was hoping you'd say that. Right, everybody's saying. I think we can start with it early. Let's start. Last time we were speaking about the halachas of what talk about in a hotel? Yeah, we were talking about in a hotel, being mitzvah up in a hotel. So we said basically the halachas are that if you kaveya together, then you can make a kaveyas. And watch the hotel. It's very hard to know, but generally speaking, I think in a hotel, normally each table is by itself. And therefore, the people will not start with one with each other. So you can't make a mezumzah. If you've only got two people at your table and one person on another table, you can't bring the staff. If, however, you are joining together, then I see it's a fan, two fans, let's say, there's always friends and you're socializing with them, then that lechera is okay, and just hand them at staff. So it depends on the mitzias of what's happening. If you are being with staff, you want to be one, or not. And we said, depending on Shabbos, if there's a communal safe, for example, that's one. Shabbos, I say, the Bosna says that Zemiris don't bind you together. It doesn't make it, the fact that you're all singing Zemiris together, doesn't make it as one big shit up. The Ma'ai say it has to be your mamish together. You know, you want to be joined together. Otherwise, it's taka, not so.
What makes it join together?
What?
What makes it join together?
You're talking to each other, let's say. And the only reason why you're not on the same table is because the Ma'ai does not have room. But if you're part with them, you can see you're socializing with them. That's good.
Pre-arranged.
Sorry? What? If that's what pre-arranged, that's how it's supposed to be, then that goes much better. That's okay. We spoke about yeshiva last time. We said, of course, it depends. During the week, very often, each table sits by themselves. They don't join with other tables. So if you've only got five on your table, you can't start. You can't join five and five. It depends, the mindset. If you're all socializing, you're all one big unit together, it's like, okay. So often on Shabbos is like that. Shabbos, everyone's together in the yeshiva. Very often there, for yeshiva there, it's okay. Then we came to this one we ended off with last time, right? It's to halacha this. And that's a clear halacha in Shulchan Aruch. I didn't just get a chelet base, sorry. And we said there that the chelet base.
No, I don't know.
It's like if someone's walking, when it does, if someone's walking together with a few people, then you can't make a mezumah. So you haven't established while you're walking. You cannot join together to make a mezumah. If you stop together, then you can make a mezumah. But if you're walking together, then you cannot make a mezumah. This is fine, it's halacha.
Eventually,
Maybe it's not for benching, but we're talking about it could be a sudda for eating. I'm not sure what you're talking about. For benching, you have to stop past us, yeah? But we're talking about while you're walking, let's just see. Hotel. Right, Kuf Sama Zion, so you could base. Kuf Sama Zion. The Shulchan Aruch says, if they're riding and they say, let's say they want to eat, they can get started. If they stop, the donkeys stop, then they can join together. Otherwise, not. If they're walking, eating while they're walking, then you cannot get started. So we said a chiddush last time, and when Avraham, says, what about if someone's traveling in an agola, in a wagon? Can you be mitzvah then? So Avraham's got a suffix. Actually, Avraham says, I'm not sure. I think we should bring him down over here. Mistapping among Avraham. Sorry. In Yoshua among the Achas, they're sitting in a wagon, and they said, let's eat while they're traveling. Mistapik among Avraham. Avraham's got a doubt whether they can join. Esher mitzarefi. The other guy about Alman they say about God of Hamzom. Even though it's like walking, traveling, it's like walking. Come on, you shall call upon him. Kunam Yoshim and Gudah Achas. All sitting together in one place. Maybe it's enough. The chain note does say Yerabo. He doesn't say what. Uvisvina says Magen Avraham. Poshut after Magen Avraham. Not going to mistake it. It does work. So for some reason, the Magen Avraham got a shayla by a wagon.
Not by a ship.
But not by a ship.
What's the difference?
That's the question.
This is the way they sit.
What?
This is the way they sit.
Well, that's
clear.
Why
should we sit
together?
Like a? Like a minivan. The ship was
in the...
Yeah.
Rolls Royce.
Yeah. You have to know what a child is, first of all. I'm not saying what you mean. What do you mean? They're sitting in a minibus. And they're all rows, one behind the other. Or a coach. They're in a coach. Right, is that better or worse?
Worse.
Why? Worse?
Yeah.
What's that? What's the matter?
It's almost a matter of eating together. You have a kesha with the one behind you.
And what's a wagon?
You're all sitting together on the same table.
In Kut Sadi Gimel, Sikot and Chavob, the Mishavura brings this Magen Avraham, and the Mishavura paskins with this Magen Avraham, Kut Sadi Sikot and Chavob. Well, the Yoshin Bagola, actually, I must say, the Magen Avraham is talking about Bichas HaMoitzi, actually. This is what we were talking about over here, is Bichas HaMoitzi, to make the first bracha. He wasn't talking about Mezumim. It's the same thing, because the Mishavura later sells it soon, and the Mishavura here is talking about Mezumim. Well, the Yoshin Bagola, if you're sitting in a wagon, it's a question. The Chayah Adam rules in a wagon. This is the halacha against the Magen Avraham. The Chomach of Shia Sofik, whenever you've got a Sofik about a Mezumen, Bishreisha Yizamnu. Three can make a Mezumen. Because is that what you're saying wrong?
What
you're
saying.
Al Basara Yesh Lachush Laskos Hashem Levatora. There's a shayla of mentioning Hashem's name in the Levatora. And therefore, says Mr. Ruhi, shouldn't say Hashem's name. Even when you're having 10 in a wagon, you should at least do mezumah without Hashem's name. So Mr. Ruhi is machria that in a case of a wagon, the eight is three people should make a mezumah like normally. 10 people should make a mezumen, not with Hashem's name, but a normal mezumen. Yeah? Now, I must just say again, this whole shayla over here is only talking about where the wagon is traveling the whole time. If, for example, the wagon stops for 2 minutes and everyone has a kezias of bread when it stops, then there's no shayla either. Because you eat it together when you have a kezias. So there's no problem. The whole problem is if the wagon is moving the whole time. The wagon is moving the horse.
But your career is in the wagon, not on the soil underneath.
Oh, but that's the one I'm that is the one I'm stopping. But the mice are moving. At the end of the day,
the
mice
spinners.
What's the problem? Because it's moving.
So the big shiner is now, let's get to this. What exactly does it mean, the Mogna Rom? Why is it? The Mogna Rom is very, very, very subtle. He doesn't really say what the difference is. The Mogna Rom just says that in a boat, there's no problem, and in a wagon, there is. The big shiner, what this means. So some poskim learn, now I'm going to be sure, but some poskim learn the difference is, I don't understand this, but some poskim learn that the criteria is the wagon is moving. That's not obvious. A boat, the Gemara says in Shabbos, is really the boat is static. It's the water that's moving it. So some people learn that that's the whole difference. A wagon that's moving, the wagon is moving. And therefore that's not good of Kabir's. It's a Chiddush show. A boat that's moving, it's true the boat's moving, but the boat itself is static. It's the water that's making it move.
If you go in a boat, not a motor,
it'll
stand still.
It won't move very fast.
It'll move two yards, 3 miles.
Yeah, I must say, it's a Chiddush. Now, if that's true, if that is true, what we're saying, then in a coach, in a car, in a train,
it's moving.
It's all moving. You haven't got this hazard. It's a problem. Now, you're telling me, I haven't got the deal here, as far as I remember, the Dioshu says that a plane is like a boat, because the wind makes it move. It's a Chiddush.
Yes. So what do you use motors for?
Because you're much faster. You don't want to be in the air. You don't want to be in the air for 20 hours.
So it's not the wind, it's the engine. It's
both. But it's different truth. You go in a plane. Now, I've seen some truck when I came back from America, and he made it in record speeds. And how do we get so quick?
The wind pushes extra,
So the wind is helping.
So I
don't know. I've never heard of a car getting to London faster. I've never heard of a car getting to London faster than the wind. I must say that. Why we talk about cars going to London? Many years ago, I got caught speeding. So I went to one of these speed awareness courses. I said, I should have said some puns. It's a waste of time. Besides, besides two important things I learned from there. Very important things. I'll tell you the one I want to develop to show you in a minute. The second one I learned, which was in that order, is that in those times you had to go with someone else in a car, another yokel, and a driving instructor. And one was you drove, and the driving instructor pointed out all the bad points, and then later the driving instructor drove, telling us as he was driving what he's looking out for. And I must say, I was very despoiled from him. I remember one thing, we were driving down the road, and he said, interesting what he says, so we were driving in the car, he was driving this time. And he says, right, there's a woman, he says, of course, out loud, there's a woman who's just parked the car there. Watch, she'll open the door without looking. She goes, right? The other thing that they said there, which is relevant to us, so he said, interesting, he said, my friend, I want to tell you something, you're all caught speeding, aren't you? He said, yeah. He said, I want to tell you something, whether this is Torah's MS, I do not know, but this is what he said. He said, my friends, there were two people who were allowed to travel from Birmingham to London. One person had a restriction. He had to go within the speed limits, all the normal rules. The other person, we let him go how he wants. You can travel whatever speed you want, how you do it, any place you want. And we're going to put a heart monitor on both of them. And they were supposed to go from Birmingham to London. So he said to us, that's what it did. Now he said to us, can you tell me who got there first?
Which one was it?
The one which was restricted, the one that was not restricted.
Not restricted.
That bit was right, my friends. Then the next question, the good question he asked Moishino, the next question was?
What was the next question?
I'll tell you now, the next question. The next question was, he asked us, and tell me, how much faster did he get to land before the other?
3 minutes.
How much faster did he got there?
2 minutes.
It's about seven. And he said, if you looked at the heart machine, it goes up and down like a yoga, he said. Oh, yeah. So is it worth it?
Not that. If it's 200 miles, then it's 14 minutes. Okay.
Is it still worth it? Is it worth it? Anyway, that's travel. So current travel by car, the chayra is problematic, wouldn't it? Now, in the Vizoy Sabrocha here, he brings down this jitter. And he paskels, because of this, kol kli minei rechav, any cars that you go on, machoines, autobus, are got a din like an agola. They've got a din like a wagon, and therefore you've got this sopik. Coach, train, anything, car, anything like that is a problem. But, he says, motos is got a din like a swimmer. An aeroplane has got a din like a boat. Chiddush, Hamas, it's a chiddush. He's learning passages that goes because of this ball, it's like it's the air makes it move. So he wants a time, that's okay, but chiddush. Now, that is how some people learn this chiddush between a sphina and a agola. The Aruch HaShulchan, he seems to say the difference between a sphina and a thing is that it's much more. Barachus, it's a kavias, much more of a kavias in the sphina. So he says, who I did in the train? Who I did in the train is okay, Pastor, he says, yeah? Because it's much more barachus. Now, according to that, I want to see, I thought Rabbi Shimon would be mugging me a Rolls Royce today to see what it looks like inside the back of a Rolls Royce. But as far as I know, they're quite spacey in there. Now, if that's true, and you've got plenty of room where you are, it could be, according to Aruch HaShulchan, possibly. You could actually be mazam. It's not like a wagon. You see, tires, the whole chesaron of a wagon is that it's quite. It's pushy. It's
jumbo plays also
barakas. Yeah. Why? EasyJet, where are you going? Where are you going?
No, not EasyJet. Not so deep.
Of course, the barakas. You say it's also barakas.
But you share with us, you know, 353. It's a mach barakas.
You've got a lot of people on there, but you're not saying. Yeah, it could be the same as a train, and according to that, the chorus might be better. I'm not saying.
According to your Rolls Royce, only the people in the back, the driver can't be Mitzarov?
No, that's not right.
I can also say.
Yeah, it's all one unit, it's all one house. It's much better, the chorus. That's the chorus, much better. What?
You can't easily get out on the boat, you're being the water. You have to wait, really, till at some point you get to a place.
Walk around, though.
You can walk around, at least on a boat.
You've
got room to walk around. It's not squashing. You've got room to move.
Yeah, but you're working in a space. You can't really get out unless you touch the
sea. If I get out of dry land, you can move around. It's not like a wagon when you're enclosed. You can't move.
You can say, okay, fine, you've got a driver to stop, and you walk down in the boat.
I'm not sure. I must tell you, actually, I'm pissing at Chubbert over here. I'm pissing at Chubbert. Oh, no, it was in the... In the what you call it, Shia Brah, Parrot Hay, Parrot Hay. He brings this halacha down in a wagon. He sets off like this. I'm taking in the sea. Yoshua Magola, you're sitting in a wagon, cost by pot, you should be starting as it was a you're enjoying free. I believe I saw it. In Magola, he if that Gola stops and you can. Ah! Hassan in Berechev, someone who's going in a car, in a train, in a boat, or an aeroplane, you can join for 10 with Hashem's name.
What's the
so he plays Barakas. It looks like he's going, there's more room. You've got.
So you go in a gully, you go in a bigger gully, you go in these 60-seated coaches.
He wants to go around.
That's what he says.
Yeah, that's what he says. All these cars, the trains, boats, all these things. A car you could do, it's not a coach. A coach is more roomy than what do you call it? So it's a chiddush. According to that, you'd be allowed to do it there. So it looks like the machlokes, what a car fits into. A car and a train. Think a plane looks like a vehicle. I don't know who's going to be. It could be a family. A family's got a row of seats. There must be three people on the row there. A family. And they're all having their bread sandwiches. So according to this, it looks like because cross can hold on, a plane's not a problem. Yeah? I can't remember if anyone asked it on here. I can't remember if anyone said. Just have a look if there's anything about a plane. I would have thought a plane is very similar to a wagon, but they don't seem to say this. Yeah, no. Yeah, so that's the chora this time. I'm saying what we're coming out with, the bottom line is that when it comes to a wagon, is zicha no good. You could do three, you shouldn't do ten with Shem Hashem. When it comes to a car, a train, a minibus, it looks like that's a bit of a shiner. Some people say that the vice is the same as a wagon. And therefore, you can't make a mazuman of Hashem with the Shem Hashem in those three things. Car, train, wagon, or coach. Others learn that it's different to a wagon. It's more room. It's more, you can walk around there. You've got a bit more room to go around. And therefore, in those cases, you're allowed to make a mazuman. It looks like a plane. It looks like it's easier. And you're allowed to make a mazuman. Yeah, that's what comes out. That's what comes out for the sofa. Okay, right, so let's move on to the next shikol. And that thing is also very interesting, halacha. That is about being mitzarif the zimun. There's a halacha in Simon Kutsari Vov Sigimel. Very interesting halacha as well. That says. Three people eating. You've got three people eating bread together. But echod niza mipas akum. One of the three is careful not to have pas akum. The echod ain't niza, and the other ones are not. So you've got now a combination. Let's say one person doesn't want to have pas akum, and the other two don't mind. Now, not everyone can eat from each other's bread in such a case. Can you join for mezumah? Can you join for a mezumah where people are fussy not to eat from another person's bread? So this is a bit shy, actually. Here is much better, because the people who are careful about pas akum, they don't mind eating the kosher one, the Yisrael one. That's okay then. So that's much better. Two of the people, yeah? It's only a problem if you can have a setup. Let's find out what setup you can have. But we're talking about a setup where some of them can't eat from the other person's bread. But the person who, that person can eat from all the people's breads. That is a tzirut. But let's, for example, let's say you've got a case of where you've got kohanim eating challah, and they're careful about pasakum. And the third person who's eating doesn't care about pasakum, but he's a Yisrael. Now in that case there, you're stuck. Because the kohanim can't eat from the Yisrael's bread, because they're careful about pasakum. And the one who eats from Pasakum can't eat the Kohen's one. So what relevance is this, last, my friends?
Matzahs
could be relevant. Very good question, Moshe. Let's say, I had to show, let's say you've got three people eating together, two people have had matzahs, and one person got machine matzahs. And each one's matbid knocked out the other. That's show number one. Or, which we're going to speak about in some time, where it's more relevant, is you've got people eating a fleishig meal, two people eating a fleishig meal, and one person eating a milk meal. Can they join together? They could join, they could eat.
You can't eat theirs.
They could eat yours. That's okay. All right, boys, I'm going to stop there.
I'm going to stop there.